the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How you doing? The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the art of pugilism, or bare fist fighting, however you like to frame it. Now, in the English martial arts, our bare fist fighting system is quite extensive. We have what you call up and down fighting, which is fighting standing up, and we also have fighting when you're down. So an up and down fighting style it is. So when you learn our style of pugilism or bare fist fighting, what are you going to expect to learn? Well, we can tell you that it's a hands-based system. So you'll be learning all the different kinds of punches, some open hand strikes, as well as elbow strikes, knee strikes, kicks, throws, takedowns, and some grappling on the ground. And over the next few months, we're also going to be learning or teaching people how to grapple when they're pinned up against the wall or other things that they're pinned up against to stop the other person hitting them, and making sure that you, as the person pinned up against the wall, get the ideal way of grappling for you to stop the attacks coming in. Now, all these things I mentioned are basic stuff as well as the advanced techniques as well, because you have to be able to marry all this stuff together in a system. You see, if you're taught how to straight punch, take down, and then lock, you should be able to marry those three things together so that if you get into a confrontation, you can hit, take them down to the ground, and then lock them up. And that should be how your system works for you. It shouldn't be overcomplicated. In fact, it shouldn't be complicated at all. It should be easy to learn, easy to understand, and easy to execute, all depending on how your mind operates. Of course, you have to have what I call a martial mind. Otherwise, you're not going to be in the zone where you can apply your technique. As I say all the time, having the right mentality or the martial mind is essential when training and using a martial art or a fighting art or combat sport, anything really. You have to be mentally ready for it. You've got to be able to take care of the adrenaline dump. You've got to be able to take care of negative thoughts, and you've got to be able to get stuck in with sense and apply what you know. And of course, having that martial mind allows you to deal with the adrenaline dump in a positive way so that you can use what it gives you to fight back or get away. Being able to handle an adrenaline dump is a very important skill to learn, as is having a martial mind. So when you train, your teacher should actually train so that he gives you that kind of mental training as well as physical training, because mental training is far more important than learning physical technique. Now, having the ability to control your fight or flight experience, fear, whatever you call it, the adrenaline dump, which is what I call it, and that's exactly what it is. Once you can handle that, then the technique and using the system becomes second nature, because you've controlled the way your mind thinks, you're positive, and that adrenaline dump is being used in a positive way to help you in your situation rather than against you when you can't control it. The body and the mind are very, very complex. And if you don't have both of them working together, then they're going to work separately and they're going to cause hassle for you in any kind of situation that is confrontational, whether it be a sport, such as MMA, boxing, wrestling, weapon arts such as what you get like you get in HEMA or Kendo, you know, a screamer. You have to have the mind and the body working together, because if they're not working together, then you're going to be in trouble. And that's why I always say mental training is as important, if not more important, than physical training. Of course, physical training is great, fitness, learning technique, how to defend yourself, etc. So it's lots of fun, and that's how it should be, serious and fun. But you must train the mind to handle that adrenaline dump, as well as training the mind to be positive and to be psych you up, rather than work against you with negative thoughts and that little voice saying, oh, you're not going to win, blah, blah, blah. You get rid of that. You work hard, you train your mind, you train your body. The training of the mind should always be taken care of during training by your teacher. And if it's not, he or she is not giving you that, and they're merely teaching parrot fashion or what they learned off their teacher, then you need to find someone, a martial arts teacher, who will train the mind. And the really good ones for that are boxing gyms, MMA gyms, all that kind of stuff, where you get stuck in and they teach you to handle that kind of confrontation. And it's really good training as well. So get in there, get stuck in, have a fight in the gym and that, because that's what they are, you're fighting, whether it be boxing, wrestling, MMA, or weapons arts. But you really, really must concentrate on training the mind as well as the body. And another thing you've got to realise is not everybody is cut out to be a fighter, whether it be competition or traditional martial arts. Not everybody is cut out to do that. You may be in it, you may be in it for years, but, you know, it may never have been for you. You may wish to be something else in life rather than a martial artist or a combat sport competitor. And it's for you to recognize that and to go on to things you love, rather than making yourself do something every week or every day just because you think you have to. Okay, well, that's the end of this very short podcast, and I hope it answered some questions for you. And if you like this episode, please tune in next time. Thank you.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.